let's change tack for a moment and talk soccer. Melbourne Victory, they're back in action tomorrow night. Amy Park, they face the Brisbane Roar. It's 5th versus 7th. By the way, you can catch all the action of this game right here on 11:16 tomorrow night. The second half is right here. Next week, their Asian Champions League campaign, that also gets underway. They face Ulsan on Tuesday. That's also at Amy Park. It is a full schedule. And one of their stars, Reece Williams, has been good enough to join us. Reece, it's starting to get busy.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting, but thanks for having me on the show tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you coming on. It's an important game tomorrow night against the Roar. As I mentioned, it's 5th v 7th, and it's you guys have dropped a couple of late. It's a good opportunity to consolidate that top six spot and even go further up.
Yeah, of course. I think the disappointing thing after the last two games is not picking up any points, so now it's down to us to change that, you know. Brisbane are creeping up as well, so we just need to look up, hopefully get 3 points and move on.
Yeah, 3 points and move on would be the perfect way to get into it. What about the absence of Mark Milligan, Reece? We all know what happened there. How hard has it been trying to find a replacement and fill that gap?
Do you know what? It's always nice for the boys that have come in to challenge themselves to fill his boots. But obviously for Mark, it was a great deal for all parties and one he couldn't turn down. Yes, he's a great player that we've lost, but we're also going to see other players fill his boots. So it's interesting times ahead.
And what about Lawrence Thomas? It was a nasty incident last week against Newcastle. He got himself concussed. He's been named, I think. Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine. He was in the next day after his injury, and he's fine. He's trained this week, and he's looking like the normal Aussie. You know, he's really, really calm, really confident. And he's a big player for us.
Reece, can we just talk a little bit more broadly? And if you're just joining us here on Time On, we're speaking to Melbourne Victory star defender Reece Williams about national selection. You know, I've been watching your plight pretty closely over the years. The two World Cup campaigns that you've tried to be a part of have been crueled by injury, or certainly affected by injury on both occasions. Well, of course it would have been frustrating, but how close are you to the squad this year, do you think? Because it's just a matter of getting your body right and a little bit of luck, you'd feel.
Yeah, I think so. My body's feeling right now. You know, I've been involved in every game that I can be. I'm enjoying my football here. I feel good, but ultimately it's not my decision. I need to play well here. And first things first, I need to get clean sheets. I need to be performing well here before anything else comes into it. I've always said that if I'm doing everything right here, then who knows? Everything will fall into place. But I'm not really thinking about it.
Have you heard from the new coach?
No, not at all. You know, like you said, he's got a blank piece of paper in front of him, and yeah, he's picking all new players and what he wants to do. So all I can do for myself and for my team here is perform well and hopefully keep the ball out the back of the net. And like I said, who knows?
That blank piece of paper that Bert van Marwijk has, that can only be a good thing for you, can't it?
Yeah, yes and no. You know, I had a good relationship with Ange, and he liked the way that I play. So you just don't know with this manager. He's a great fit for the national team, and let's just see what happens. Ultimately, like I said, I just want to concentrate on keeping the ball out of the net for my club.
Have you had any first impressions of van Marwijk, or you've just been concentrating solely on club stuff?
All club stuff, you know. You see a lot of it in the media, you know, papers, radio, whatnot. So it's interesting. It's a great. He's a great fit for the Socceroos, and hopefully can bring us success.
All right, let's get back to the Victory. Looking down at the stats, it's sort of hard to believe, Reece, that Besar Perisic is playing his 100th match for the Victory tomorrow. It's gone by very quickly. We all know externally what kind of impact he's had because he's such a presence. But can you give us an insight internally into what he's been like?
Yeah, he's a leader. You know, it's a great milestone for him at one club and the biggest club in the country, I believe. And he's done it 100 games, or he's going to do it. So he's a leader. You know, he drags us along in training. And this season, you know, he's been great. He's worked hard for the team. And he'd be the first to tell you that he should be on double figures. And that's how confident he is himself and the sort of player he is, that he wants to keep scoring and keep getting better. So he's a great fit, and you could argue he's the face of Melbourne Victory and the face of the league. So it's great to be playing alongside him.
And you say he's confident. You want your number 11 and poacher of goals to be confident. There's no doubt about that. Hey, last one, Reece, before we let you go. What about the Asian Champions League schedule? It obviously adds a different element to how busy you're going to be. You know what it's like travelling every third day when you're leading Middlesbrough through the championship. But, I mean, how big an impact do you think it'll have, particularly on the younger players? And do you think that the team's well-placed to deal with the schedule?
Yeah, of course. You know, everyone would rather play games than train, and I'm no different as well. And I'm sure the young boys will be the same. You know, games are always better than training. But yeah, it's a good schedule, you know, and we're privileged to be a part of this great tournament. Me personally, I can't wait to play in it. You know, I've always seen a lot about it, and it was a big factor of me coming to Victory as well to play in the ACL. And yeah, as you can tell, I'm just buzzing to get going in that. And but first things first, we need to, like we said before, let's just get the 3 points tomorrow and we move on.
Yeah, those 3 points are there to be had against the Brisbane Roar tomorrow night at Amy Park. It's a 7:50 kickoff. Reece, good luck tomorrow night. Good luck for the rest of the season with Melbourne Victory and for all your World Cup ambitions. Mate, touch wood with the body holding up, fingers crossed, and we'd love to see you out there in Russia.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on the show.